Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. With just a few more days until Election Day, the candidates and their supporters are making last-minute stops throughout our region. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, Vice President Kamala Harris was not in a region Sunday, but her significant other was on her behalf, rallying people at church.
He is the second gentleman of the United States of America, soon to be the first gentleman of the United States of America. He is Doug Emhoff. We like to call him Doug.
That's Pennsylvania State Senator Vincent Hughes introducing Emhoff Sunday morning at Sharon Baptist Church in Philadelphia's Winfield Heights neighborhood. Emhoff spoke to the congregation after the Sunday service about getting the call that his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, would run for president instead of current President Joe Biden.
She knew she had to become the best version of an already incredible woman. And that's what she's been for these whole 15 weeks.
Emhoff spoke about the importance of the church in Kamala's life.
Church is the place that really made her who she is. She sang in the children's choir, and she learned about a loving God. That church in Oakland, California, instilled in Kamala her strong and deep personal faith.
Vice President Harris will be here the eve of the election at the bottom of the steps in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. New Jersey state officials are investigating after they say police in Camden County were called to reports of an attempted burglary that turned into an officer-involved shooting. KYW's Nina Barati has more.
Just after 1 o'clock Sunday morning, the New Jersey Attorney General's office says Haddon Township Police got a 911 call for an attempted burglary. It was at an apartment complex on West Crystal Lake Avenue in Westmont. When officers got to the scene, investigators say they encountered a man who had a knife on him. During their interaction in a stairwell, the Attorney General's office says an officer fired his gun and hit the man, who was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. A knife was found at the scene, according to investigators. They have not identified the man who was killed or the officer involved.
Per state law, the Attorney General's office conducts the investigations when someone dies during an encounter with law enforcement. Well, there have been several reports over the last few months of ride-hailing drivers in our area sexually assaulting passengers. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson looks at the verification process for the two big companies, Uber and Lyft.
Mervyn Dindler faces rape charges, accused of following a Villanova University student to her dorm room and attacking her after driving her home for Uber. A video was posted on the Instagram account Watch Out Philly of what seems to be a driver engaging in a lewd act during a ride. Both Uber and Lyft say they go through an extensive verification process at the federal, state, and county levels. Uber says it runs the initial adult background check and repeats that every year, and that they use a third-party company to alert them of new criminal offenses that may pop up. Lyft says it screens every driver for both criminal charges and driving infractions and then continuously monitors those drivers through a third-party company. If someone is convicted of a crime, the company says it will disqualify the driver. But neither Lyft nor Uber would answer whether they monitor arrests. Both companies say they also frequently check the sex offender registry list in all 50 states.
Much of the guidelines for both companies are guided by state law. Thomas Jefferson University and the Community College of Philadelphia are partnering up again. As KYW Sheridan Howard reports, the new partnership will offer academic opportunities and reduce tuition.
This is the fourth agreement made, but this agreement, Sandra Gonzalez-Torres with Community College explains, is key.
And this year, it's really special because we have signed a dual admission agreement with Thomas Jefferson University East Falls.
She says the new partnership expands existing programs with clear guidelines and benefits without the confusion for those pursuing a bachelor's degree.
And the beauty of that is that it gives students conditional admissions, and the students know what the conditions are ahead of time so that it's very seamless.
And students also have access to financial incentives.
It comes with scholarship. Students get an extra $2,500 if they're dual admission students on top of the $2,200 for the highest GPA.
The dual admission agreement is already in effect. Existing students just need to go online and fill out the dual admission form. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.